Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the vets at Treasure Veterinary Service in Hysham through their fall season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, we're back at the Abel Ranch in Custer with Treasure Vet Dick Cunningham.
Halstead, Kansas.
Halstead, okay, they're going to Kansas. Hell, those sound like they have an accent when they get down there. Montana cows. Yeah.
6-7-0-5-6.
Okay.
That's Dick and his assistant, Lacey Rogers. The Abels are shipping their calves to a Midwest feedlot, which means they need to be brand and health inspected. Dick's doing both today.
We're about to start brand inspecting these cattle. That's how proof of ownership here is if they've got your registered brand.
Why is that a job for the vet?
Well, it's a bit for a brand inspector. I happen to do both jobs. I got more hats than one.
Dick's filling out the two forms at once. For the brand inspection, he literally looks at whether the calves display the Abel brand, a W on the left hip. Branding's not required by Montana law, but it is strongly encouraged as a deterrent to theft, and it's long been a part of ranching culture here. Livestock brands were first recorded in 1873. That's 3 years before the Battle of the Little Bighorn and 16 years before Montana even became a state. It's required for cattle and horses crossing a county line, changing ownership, being sold at auction, and before they're slaughtered. It costs $1 a head.
What's the point of checking the brands? Who cares if there are other people's
cattle? Neighbor's cattle in here and be selling them. That's their income. It's kind of like ripping off their bank account. So even though they wrote the check, if they don't have a brand inspection, they don't own them.
The other form Dick's dealing with is a health certificate because the calves are shipping out of state.
We're making sure that they're not droopy-eared, coughing, running-nosed, losing hair, anything like that. And I'm also, I've checked ahead of time to know what the state of destination regulations are. Mostly what I'm looking for is possible zoonotic diseases that are infectious to man, like tuberculosis and brucellosis. I'm checking, I know the herds and I know what their health status is, and that's the whole purpose of the health certificate, is so we're not spreading things around that cause trouble in the food chain.
Brucellosis is a hot topic in Montana, but moot for this herd that's well outside what the state calls its brucellosis-designated surveillance area, basically the counties around Yellowstone National Park. Dick doesn't have to work too hard with these calves. Even I can tell they're beautiful, alert, robust, and glossy-coated.
These are really nice calves. They're just really uniform, and they're real meaty, and they weigh about 600 pounds apiece. They've gone from about 80 pounds to 600 pounds in about 5 months. That's a tremendous growth rate.
So that reflects what?
Just good genetics, yeah.
Dick counts the calves as he checks them on the way through the muddy corral onto the trucks.
Some people like to count the number of legs and divide by four, but if you get a crippled one, it messes up the count. I like to go by the ears, though, but then now and then when I'm missing an ear, then it messes it up, too.
Given the snow, the hundreds of calves, the more than half dozen friends and neighbors and their horses and trailers, the whole thing is as organized as it can be. Still, the calves don't always cooperate.
Because they're calves. And they're confused. And they never ridden on a truck before. This is their first trip to town. These are talk about country kids. Never been on a bus before.
Next week, meet Treasure Vet Jessica Anderson at Diamond B. Red Angus in Joliet.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.